USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Colonel Stephen McGraw with the Texas Department of Public Safety says officers made key errors when responding to the elementary school shooting in Uvalde that killed 19 students and two teachers. Days after Texas Governor Greg Abbott praised how officers handled the shooting. Now Abbott says the information he was provided with at a news conference earlier this week was based on what law enforcement officers told him beforehand.
As everybody has learned, the information that I was given turned out in part to be inaccurate. And I'm absolutely livid about that.
At the NRA conference in Houston, former President Trump Friday argued for solutions other than gun control.
What we need now is a top-to-bottom security overhaul at schools all across our country.
Senator Ted Cruz echoed the sentiment. He suggested that schools have a single point of entry. This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
The leaders of France and Germany are urging Russian President Vladimir Putin to hold direct and serious negotiations with his Ukrainian counterpart. Emmanuel Macron and Olaf Scholz was on the phone with Putin for nearly 80 minutes, according to the German Chancellor's office. It says the pair insisted on an immediate ceasefire and a withdrawal of Russian troops. The Kremlin says Putin was open to resuming dialogue with Kyiv. It did not mention the possibility of direct talks between Putin and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. The U.S. Forest Service says it was responsible for what became the largest fire in New Mexico history. The agency says investigators determined that the Cap Canyon fire was started by a holdover or sleeper fire from a federal pile burn that concluded near the end of January. Though crews monitored the fire for a couple of days following the conclusion of the burn, the Forest Service says it remained dormant and survived three winter snow events before reigniting and escaping containment lines in April. The Cap Canyon fire then merged with the Hermit's Peak fire. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
The Lieutenant Governor of Texas is defending parents who were pushed away for asking officers to go into Robb Elementary School in Uvalde.
The head of the Texas Department of Public Safety says waiting to rush the school gunman in Uvalde was the wrong decision. This as we learned that many parents were pushed away by police when they urged them to go into the school. Texas Republican Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says parents had a right to be frustrated with law enforcement.
Imagine the parent who has to go through this for the rest of their life. And they will be thinking, was my child still alive and could have been saved? So that was another fact that we weren't told.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Patrick says he and other state leaders were told that a security officer was on campus, but that turned out to be false. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A settlement has been reached with families who lost relatives in last year's collapse of a Surfside, Florida condominium tower. The tragedy killed 98 people. The billion-dollar settlement to end litigation over the collapse of the Champlain Tower South now awaits approval by a judge. Lawyers previously had announced in court a tentative agreement and that the money would be split by the families whose relatives died or were harmed in the collapse of the 12-story tower. You can listen to us anywhere you are online. Our web address is usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.